Manu Patrarul Earth dated the 12th of March 2020. Supreme Court has declined to grant urgent hearing for a public interest litigation, PIL, petition which sought postponement of Indian Premier League, IPL, matches in view of the spread of coronavirus disease. Delhi High Court has directed Delhi Police to submit a status report, at least once every month, before the trial court in a case pertaining to a young man involved with a gay dating app who has been missing since January 2019. Telangana High Court has denied anticipatory bail for directors of Transworld Eduka Private Limited, TEPL, for providing taxable services without raising invoices for the services rendered by them to the various service recipients and is not paying appropriate goods and services tax. Delhi High Court has sought the centre and the Aam Aadmi Party government stand on a public interest litigation, PIL, seeking adequate measures to combat the novel coronavirus. Allahabad High Court has held that special courts under the Scheduled Caste and Scheduled Tribe, Prevention of Atrocities, Act, 1989, SCST Act, are empowered to take direct cognizance of offences committed under the Indian Penal Code. 1860, IPC, and committal of the case to it by a magistrate under Section 193 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973 is not a mandatory precondition. Kerala High Court has passed an interim order staying the amended provision in Regulation 18(4) of the Telecommunication, Broadcasting and Cable, Services Interconnection, Addressable Systems. Second Amendment, Regulations, 2020 brought by Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI, regarding the freezing of placement of channel in perpetuity. Kerala High Court has dismissed a public interest litigation, PIL, petition challenging the constitutional validity of powers of centre under the of Cable Television Networks, Regulation, Act, 1994 to impose a ban on telecast of television channels. The court further stated that it was necessary to have regulatory powers over media in the interests of law and order and national security. Madhya Pradesh High Court has held that the policy of the government prohibiting consideration of married daughter for compassionate appointment is violative of Article 14 of the Constitution of India, 1949. Madras High Court has set aside a single bench judgment that had held that the Lieutenant Governor, LG, does not have the right to interfere in the daily affairs of the elected government of Puducherry, and has stated that the government headed by the Chief Minister and the Administrator Lieutenant Governor of Puducherry shall work in unison and not in division. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Mumbai has held that the reimbursement received by the SSE company on account of equipment lost in whole is in the nature of capital receipt which should be excluded from the gross receipts for the purpose of Section 44BB of the Income Tax Act, 1961. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Pune has held that additions for unexplained cash credits under Section 68 of the Income Tax Act, 1961 cannot be invoked only on the basis of near suspicion. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Delhi has held that income tax cannot be levied on the compensation or enhanced compensation received on compulsory acquisition of the agricultural land. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Cochin has held that microfinance activity cannot be treated as charitable in nature for the purpose of allowing tax exemptions to a trust under the Income Tax Act, 1961. Securities and Exchange Board of India has barred Sonu Nigam from disposing or transferring agricultural land in Karjat area, Maharashtra that he had purchased from a firm of PACL Group.